Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Right on in on you again here on Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. Once again, we're just tickled to death to be here at the historic Clay County Courthouse. And we've got the fireplace going this morning. This morning's not hardly as bad as some of the mornings this week. We had got a little rain last night. If it had been like some of these nights this past week, we'd have got a little snow maybe. But we'll put that off for another day or two. But we've got a bunch of stuff to talk about this morning. We've got a big weekend coming up, not this weekend, but next weekend. But I think, as per our normal procedure, we don't do a broadcast on Thanksgiving Day. So Kathy Merritt is here with us. And then just as if and when, hopefully he gets back from meeting over in Cookeville, the director of schools, Mr. Eldridge will be here to talk to us a little bit and fill us in on some information on what's going on with our school system here in the county. So looks like a pretty full day. And with that, we want to remind everyone, of course, that we're on WVFB FM 101.5, Kicks Country. And if you're listening, of course, you know that, but you might need to know that to tell your neighbors so they can tune us in. And I had a fellow tell me the other day that we ought to just remind people to put 9 o'clock Thursday on their smartphones to beep and tell them to go turn the radio on and put it on 101.5 and listen to us here at the courthouse. So if you got one of them things, get it out and set it to remind you so you won't forget us. I thought we were unforgettable, but I guess I misanticipated that. But we'll be back just in a minute, and we'll get into our... We got to talk about what happened today in history for a few minutes, and we got a couple of announcements to make, and then we'll let Miss Kathy Merritt talk about what we've got coming up here with all of our merchants in and around the square here in the big city of Salina, which now, according to our new grant, includes downtown Salina. Now is everything within the city limits, I believe.
Yay!
I think we've got that taken care of. Since we're so little, we can just put them all in.
I love it.
But now, we have improved. I've heard of a little town out in Texas that the speed limit sign are on the same post. But we'll be back just in a minute.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
You should be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Yeah.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we're here at the courthouse. It's getting kind of warmed up in here a little bit this morning, and it's the sun's shining out there now. I just peeped out the window, and it looked like it's going to be a beautiful, brisk, crispy day for us here in Clay County and Salina. As I said earlier, Kathy Murray is sitting here with me right now, and we'll remind everyone that we're going to be giving away one of those delicious Dairy Queen birthday cakes here in a little bit, that frozen cake, so we'll be doing that. We've got some names on the list here today that we'll read off and then draw one out here after a while. And let's see, we've got one important message from the folks at Tri-County to send along to you. And that is that there's a scheduled outage for the Salina substation, weather permitting, from beginning at 11 p.m. on Saturday, November the 18th, which is this coming Saturday night. And it covers all of the Cumberland River areas. Affected include the town of Salina, Burkeville Highway, Pea Ridge, Livingston Highway, and the Gainsborough Highway. And they're doing this to get ready for some upgrades at the substation, and they hope to have everything turned back on by 1 a.m. Sunday morning the 19th. And Tammy Dixon would like to say, please accept our apology for any inconvenience caused by this interruption of power. And also, next Monday night, there is a meeting down at the government complex of the Clay County Community Comprehensive Plan. And that's at 6:30 down at the government complex. So you might want to remember that. And let's see, today in history, I've got two or three things on here that are kind of
awesome.
Not a bunch of major things. I start this one off. In 1824, Fifth Avenue in New York City opened for business. What's on Fifth? Is that where Macy's and all them places were at? I believe, wasn't it? That was the big shopping center of New York City,
possibly.
I think. And let's see, skipping on down a little bit farther, on this day during the Civil War, the Battle of Campbell's Station here in Tennessee took place, and they had 492 casualties. And I like this one, too. If you think we dread going to the dentist, listen to this. William Bonwill, he patented a dental mallet to shape and pound gold into cavities. So I can imagine that would have been a fun trip to the dentist. And coming up also, this kind of fits this weekend again, on this day in 1907, the 12th Iron Bowl football game was held in Birmingham between Auburn and Alabama. That's coming up, I believe, this weekend now, and it may help to decide who's the national football champion this year. And in 1955, and I believe the name of his boat was the Bluebird, Donald Campbell was the first speedboat to go over 200 miles an hour. And I think he eventually, he may have died in one of those boats trying to even increase the speed more. And I think they finally determined that there is a speed just a little over 200 where the boat would just disintegrate and come apart. Then in 1963, seemed like a long time ago, of course, I was a mere youngster then, but the touchtone phone was patented and introduced on this day in 1963. And then in 1965, Walt Disney opened the Epcot Center. And in 1973, after years of arguing and fussing over it and talking about all the damage that it would do to the environment, the Alaska Pipeline was opened. And I can't remember them ever having a major problem with that. And if you ever see the thing, I mean, it's just a great big old pipeline running across underground someplace and on top of the ground. You can even walk under it up there in a few places. And, of course, when you walk under it, you realize that there's just millions of dollars worth of oil going right above your head at that time. But that opened in 1973. Okay, that's some of the things that happened this day in history. And I guess, Kathy, this would be a good time to talk about what's coming up here in the municipality of Salina here in the next few days.
Well, as you know, Thomas, it seems like that we barely get our turkey digested, and it's time for Christmas. So in keeping with an event that we started last year, we started participating in the American Express Small Business Saturday. That is always the Saturday after Black Friday. And American Express goes out of their way to provide materials to us for free to help the small businesses. And here in Clay County, we took advantage of that last year with an event that we like to call Keep It Local Clay County. We're encouraging all of our folks here to spend your money here in Clay County. Try to do your Christmas shopping, you know, buy as much as of your stuff as you can right here. So it was successful last year, and again this year we're going to do that, and that falls on the 25th. And we probably have about 15 or 16 businesses that are going to take part in that. And usually it's retail businesses that can do that. They don't include grocery stores, pharmacies, any business that would sell alcohol or tobacco or drugs, you know.
So prescription drugs.
Prescription drugs, yes, yes. So we're looking forward to that. We're doing a big ad campaign, both radio and newspaper, and we're just looking forward to, you know, having everybody come out. And it's going to be great because we start off on Saturday with the Keep It Local Clay County, and then the very next day, Santa's going to be coming to town in the Christmas parade.
So he's going to do a warm-up run getting ready for Christmas Eve.
He is. He is. You know, we're really fortunate here in Clay County because Santa loves us. When he takes trips back and forth from the North Pole, sometimes he slides here, you know, into Clay County. He was here a couple weekends ago, and just to kind of give the kids a little teaser. So he's going to be coming back through and spend some time with us in our parade. And then at the conclusion of the parade on the 26th, we're going to light the Christmas tree here on the square.
Okay. I know you'd like to have everyone that's got any kind of method of transportation, either foot, wheel, or...
You know what? We really would like to have, you know, classic vehicles. You know, we want the kids groups to participate. We have a few groups that no matter what, they are here every year. The Girl Scouts, the 4-H kids are here. We've got several churches that wouldn't miss the parade for anything. And, you know, we've got, let's see, what is it? Is it over in Livingston College over there?
Oh, the Tennessee or Ball State Community
Ball
College.
State. You know, they've called, and they were in last year. They want to be in this year. Smokey Bear was in last year, and he's coming back again this year to be in the parade with us. We even have a congressional candidate, possibly, that's going to come and be in the parade with us. So we would love to have vehicles, you know, the classic cars. Our theme this year is I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Do we have a grand marshal selected yet?
I got to tell you something. I'm very excited about this. Our first ever, and this is such an honor for us, Wilma Beeson Nevins, Miss Nevins, Salina Lumber. You know, she is a published author.
Right.
She is an artist. You know, businesswoman, wife, mother, grandmother. She does so much, you know, for the community. And we are so tickled because she will be our first female grand marshal.
She's been with us back here on the radio show.
Yes.
About her life up in before the
last... Ashburn Creek?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I think they still got part of their farm left up for the dam. The lake didn't take all of it, so that they're still actually landowners up there, the original landowners up in that area.
And, you know, I'm a little ashamed to admit this. I knew she had written a couple of books, and I didn't realize until I did some research that the book she wrote was about Ashburn Creek.
Right.
And so I'm anxious. I need to read those because I think she probably has some pretty interesting stories to tell.
Now we can kind of put a name to her daughter or granddaughter's business, can't we? We're trading.
AC, yes, that's right. AC, it's actually wireless, AC wireless and furniture now. It used to be rentals.
Yeah.
But, yes, that's exactly what that AC stands for. So, yes, Miss Nevins will be our grand marshal, and we're tickled to death to have her. And, you know, some folks may know this, and maybe they don't, but we actually do judge the floats and the vehicles, and we have different plaque rewards, you know, awards, I guess I should say, for the winners. So, you know, we would love to have everybody who has any interest, you know, whether it's a dance group or whatever, come be in the parade, the golf team, the football team. Our girls' golf team, they won the state this year. I'd love to have them come and be in the parade.
All right, let's take a little short break.
Sure.
We'll be back and talk a little bit more about the parade.
Okay.
Right now, I guess we need to let some of these sponsors get a word in.
Great idea.
And pay for this thing. We'll be back just in a minute.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. This is a notice from Tri-County Electric Corporation. Weather permitting, power will be interrupted to all areas served from the Salina substation beginning at 11 p.m. on Saturday, November the 18th. Power is expected to be restored to all areas by 1 a.m. on Sunday, November the 19th. The Salina substation covers all of Clay County, located east of the Cumberland River. Areas affected include the town of Salina, Burkesville Highway, Pea Ridge, Livingston Highway, and Gainesboro Highway. The outage has been scheduled in preparation for upgrades at the substation. This will begin at 11 p.m. on Saturday, November the 18th. And expected to be restored by 1 a.m. on Sunday morning, November the 19th. Please accept our apology for any inconvenience caused by this interruption of power. This is from the Tri-County Electric Member Corporation in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back, everyone. Remind everyone that, of course, we're on live and in living color right now on your radio dial.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll come back in a recorded version about 6 o'clock tonight. Tune in and listen to that. And also, these shows are archived, and then you can stream them on DaleHollaHorizon.com.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. You know, check that out. You can go and actually find the date and listen to it. If you want to, you can go back and listen to most everything on there if you really,
mm-hmm.
really want to.
Mm-hmm.
But on the Christmas parade, I'd like to, you know, send out a special invitation to all of our folks with the classic cars.
Please, and, yes.
Any type of unusual or special vehicle. It doesn't have to be an old classic car. It can be a new car, just a pretty car, a convertible, anything that just
stick some jingle bells or a ribbon or two around your antenna or something, make it look a little Christmassy. And please give me a call. If you would like to enter your vehicle, just give me a call at my store, 931-243-5005. I'll fill out your information for you. You don't have to worry about getting an application or whatever, as long as I know to expect you. But we would love to have you.
Oh, I want to remind everyone, too, we got the mistletoe market coming up.
Yes, sir.
December the 2nd. Then after that, the annual Christmas production. And we're looking at hopefully getting quite a few vendors in for on the 2nd. And, you know, we may concentrate after this year on that this weekend coming up with some more special things for the weekend that we're having the Christmas parade and the Salina open house,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And all those things. Try to make it a big celebration that
mm-hmm.
weekend. And also our Christmas plate this year, we've got all of our local folks that want to come in and sing. We've got some young folks, some old folks, and a whole bunch of folks in between. Got some folks coming back that used to be in our high school musicals that are going to do a little performing. Because I know the other day I had a lady ask me, she said, why don't you all do like a Christmas concert with local talent? Where have you been? 5 years.
And Thomas, honestly, if you're out there and you have never been to Christmas at the Courthouse, what an awesome experience. I mean, I've been able to participate and be in some of the plays and things over the last few years, but it is just such a neat experience to sit there and listen, like you said, to our local artists and the acoustics up there and being in the old courtroom up there. It's a really cool experience.
A number of different things, and this year's going to be a little bit different again.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're really, really going to enjoy. If you enjoy the old stuff, kind of like the hee-haw stuff or something, you're really going to enjoy it. It's not a hee-haw, but that,
right.
We're looking at basing it on a Broadway play called Tune of Christmas, which we're going to change to Salina Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a pretty neat show, I think. And we may have a few actors in it. But if you could believe this show, we can't do it like this. But the guys that did this thing on Broadway, I think there's two guys, and they did 30-something characters.
Wow.
Men, women, and children.
Wow.
But we're not going to get that character.
Right.
But I'll say, now, Kathy, we were talking about things going on. We've got through the Christmas parade.
Okay, so then Christmas parade, and then, and just let me back up one quick second. On Small Business Saturday, our local merchants will be offering specials. There'll be drawings at individual stores. You can enter, no purchase necessary. We're going to give away a grand prize. But there's going to be specials at every store. We get through the Christmas parade. We have mistletoe market, as you indicated, on the 2nd. And then on the 9th, which is when the Christmas production is, that morning, Santa will be here in the courthouse, and we're going to be doing some pictures.
And I think hopefully, that week, we're going to get the courthouse decorated and spiffied up for Christmas this year.
Cool.
And have it done, and we'll have a little, you know, if anyone wants to come through and take a look at the courthouse, we'll maybe have the mantles in here decorated then.
It's always beautiful in here at Christmas. It's beautiful all the time, but especially at Christmas.
And I think also this year, Miss Bernice Rush called me the other day and said her Christmas cactus has bloomed all
over.
Oh. And she wants to bring it back down and put it on the mantle in here where we're at. We had it down here a couple of years ago, and it's nearly as big as the mantle.
That'll be beautiful.
She said it had bloomed out all over the place again, and she wanted to bring it down and let everyone take a look at it.
I love it. That will be beautiful. Well, again this year also, and we're going to stretch this out to the 16th, last year the Masons did the Child ID program, which was very successful. We're going to do that again, and we're going to do it on the 16th. And along with, now the Child ID program, you folks need to understand, this is really an awesome thing. They take all the information about your children. They take their fingerprints, a lock of hair. They get all this information, and they put it on a CD and give it to you. They don't store this. They don't keep the information. This is for the parents. In case, heaven forbid, there's ever a situation where a child goes missing or whatever, having this information to hand over to authorities cuts down on 48-hour time period in trying to locate that child. So they're going to be here. They're also going to, I think Santa's going to be with them and have gifts for the kids. So that's something else that we've got going on. You know, we just encourage everybody, come out to the square every weekend because there's something going on all the time. Christmas decorations, as you said, Thomas, folks can come in and see the beautiful courthouse. And I think you play music, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Yeah,
throughout the month of
December on the square, you're going to hear beautiful Christmas music.
We try to do that, and we just, like I said, try to get hopefully all of our decorations up by the time the Christmas parade gets back in town.
Yes.
On Sunday, and we of course making plans for that and getting ready for our program. What else have we got going on here in town right now? We need to talk about.
Oh my goodness!
That the downtown merchants are working on. You got anything on the back burner that you're fixing to move up to the front burner when Christmas over? Or?
Well, you know, we've got some new businesses in town, which is really great.
What do you want to tell us? Can you off the top of your head?
Crafty Charm Cottage has just opened up on East Lake Avenue, Michelle Bowles. And so Michelle does a lot of the current decor. She does like chalk painted furniture, silk wreaths, things like that. She previously had a spot in his attic, so a lot of local folks are familiar with her work. If you haven't been to Teddy Lou's Bakery across the street here, I understand from Mike and Sally Bonecutter that is it buttermilk bread? Is that what? I stopped in there yesterday looking for a loaf, and Teddy Lou had just sold the last loaf, so she promised to bake him some more for tomorrow. But
I actually went down this morning and had a cherry fritter down there this morning for what.
And those fritters, I understand, are flying out the door. But you know, they're new.
But be careful when you go in.
That's right. You got to watch. You got to dodge the flying fritters. But you know, they're new to the area, and they are very, very anxious. You know, to be here. They're excited to be here. They're anxious to provide good quality pastries, you know, which is something we haven't had.
And I think also now that they are, right now they're taking orders for Thanksgiving pies.
They are, yes. Yes, Thanksgiving and Christmas pies, most definitely. They sure are, yes.
Okay. Now, I know we're getting ready to enter another year.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a new grant out at the Chamber.
Yes.
For, I think this is for facade work again on all the businesses you're in.
It is.
And it's within the city limits.
As you indicated earlier, yes, we are now in a situation. Before, it was kind of a little disheartening because these grants just kind of included a one or two block area downtown here. And now the businesses that are on up East Lake and out Brown Street and whatever, they can, they're qualified. So they can take advantage of these grants.
And I know the Christmas time here in Salina, I know if you look at some of the Facebook sites, you see some of the old decorations we had here in Salina. Of course, folks remember those, and I can remember we had all the, basically every guy wire, everything we could string up a Christmas lantern was on. And, you know, we're looking to get back to that point again, back to that point.
We are looking to get back to that point, most definitely. And I do want to give a little shout-out. I'm excited because the wonderful folks over at Tri-County have indicated to me that they're going to get our Christmas decorations up as well in time for the parade on the light posts, and so we always look forward to that. But you know, those light post decorations, you think back to your childhood and you think about coming into the towns. I know where I grew up, that was a big deal. You know, that was something I looked forward to.
I know back in the day when we had a stoplight here, we had had the cables holding it up. They always decorated those cables, and the stoplight got a bunch of decorations on them.
I would have loved to have seen that.
we never could keep stoplights in working order, though.
Well, you know, I kind of like it the way it is now. I don't mind at all. But, you know, come downtown, check out the businesses are all decorating and things are looking really nice. I don't know if you've noticed Country Creations, they've added to the front of their building and did a little gingerbread house type entrance, which is really kind of nice. And Nikki finally got her little ramp there, the wheelchair accessible ramp, which is wonderful. We don't want anybody to be excluded. We want folks to be able to get in and out of our businesses.
Okay, let's take a little short break, and we may have to come back, fill in a little bit till our next guest gets here.
That's okay. We can talk.
we can song and dance.
That's right.
I can't dance, can't sing, so you better be ready.
Uh-oh.
we'll be back just in a minute, and we'll do the birthday. We'll do
okay.
That just when we get back. Right now, let's take a little short break.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
You should be a walk in the park.
Clean. Wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate. Keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook. Make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the
hole. And chill. Refrigerate food promptly.
Yep.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to do another little thing, too, here, if I could. Those of you that are Internet users, there is a site up there that's talking about the Cumberland Historic Byway. I know you're probably not familiar with that. It's years ago, a group of us here in the county worked with a bunch of folks from down Auburn University, and the route from here in Salina up to Harrogate, Tennessee, from the Cumberland River to the Cumberland Gap, was declared to be the Cumberland Historic Byway. Mm-hmm. And it is one of the most beautiful drives that you will ever go on, especially in the fall and in the early spring with all the flowers, and in the fall with all the different colors. And it goes through, golly, I'm thinking of all the different places that it goes through. I know it's, like I said, it starts here in Clay County or ends here in Clay County, either way you want to look at it. And it goes through, from here it goes to Livingston, and from Livingston up to Byrdstown, from Byrdstown up to Jamestown, down 127, down to Allard, mm-hmm. The old historic town there, and then from Allard over to, what's the name of that place over there? Rugby, over there, and it goes through La Follette, Tennessee. Goes through, it's just basically a drive that goes all the way up to the Cumberland Gap,
mm-hmm.
which was the gap that let people get down through this way. And there, we have a website, and that website is thecumberlandhistoricbyway.com. And it has information about all of the counties. The counties involved in this thing were Clay County, Morgan County, Overton County, Scott, Pickett, Campbell, Fentress, and Claiborne. Mm-hmm. And it is, like I said, it's the up here in northern Tennessee, and it is a beautiful drive. And one of these days, if we can never get it organized, we're going to try to have one of those classic car cruises in the fall and start either up at Cumberland Gap or down here in Clay County and drive up there and have a celebration in every little towns we go along. And we may pull that together one of these days, or it may be another one of our pipe dreams, but I believe we can pull that one off.
I like the idea of starting over there and ending up here in Clay County, Thomas, and have a big celebration.
And if you can make it an annual thing, you'd switch it up every year.
That's right.
So that's kind of something that it kind of fell on the back burner. We had a bunch of folks that were in and out of the organization, and somewhere along the line, it kind of got back burner mm-hmm. a little mm-hmm. bit, but we're trying to work out some way to get. You've seen these signs that we have through here, you know, designating these byways, and if we can get us some signage and a little bit of commercialization here and let folks know about it, it'd be a great way to bring folks into Clay County again.
Well, and you know, we're fortunate because you and I sat in on a meeting the other day with Sarah Beth Urban from Tourism for Tennessee. She's kind of our go-between person between us and Commissioner Triplett. And you and Dr. Young mentioned this to her. And I was excited to see that you located the site and you know, maybe we'll get something done with this.
I think I'd actually known it and forgotten it.
Uh-huh.
It actually started out as the North Cumberland Scenic Byway,
mm-hmm.
and then it got changed to the just the Cumberland Scenic Byway, and then
mm-hmm.
somewhere along the line, Scenic got changed to Historic,
mm-hmm.
and we kept searching for Scenic. But, you know, just we were looking down through this thing here in Clay County, the historic sites in Clay County. And we were just looking through this thing, and just here in Clay County, and I know we don't think that much about it since we're here in Clay County, but, of course, this is the place where the two rivers converge.
That's correct.
The historic Cumberland River and then the Obi came together here, and, of course, Old Town Salina was a big, big-time wharf town with steamboats stopping here, passengers coming from Nashville, coming up the river, going down the river, log rafting, getting the raw logs down to Nashville where they were turned into lumber. And then later on, of course, when we got the sawmills here, they would still raft the lumber down that way. This is back in the day before we had the semis coming
mm-hmm.
through. So that was a big deal. And, of course, our historic Clay County Courthouse here is one of the major, well, I'm going to say since I'm here, it's the major historic attraction that we have.
The grand old lady. We love her.
Yeah, and, of course, the town of Salina originally did start in what we call Old Town, which was down on the riverbank.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe a lot of that was destroyed by fires.
Mm-hmm.
And the courthouse was moved up here when we became a county. I guess we became a county about 18... I can't remember exactly when, but I know money was allocated to build a courthouse here, $9,999, probably 99 cents. You had to keep it under $10,000. But the courthouse was here, and then the city of Salina, you know, folks look around and they see our town here, and they say, well, you know, there's no thematic building here. You know, our buildings aren't all built in any one style.
Right.
And of course, that's a result of catastrophic fires
mm-hmm.
here in Salina. Different sections of the town, different quarters around the square at one time or another caught fire. And, of course, the folks that owned businesses in those days and times, they weren't thinking about making their buildings pretty. They were thinking about getting their buildings back up so they could
get open for business, right.
Back open for business. So, you know, we don't have, you know, a lot of the older towns have a historic like a historic role where some of the old
mm-hmm.
homes and stuff are still there and that type of thing. But we weren't that lucky due to, consequences beyond our control. We don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
And our downtown doesn't, look like a lot of we see in the downtown, but we've done a great deal to change that with just by adding the porches on the front.
That's correct.
Which is kind of give them all a little bit of a look. And also, if you want to, the old Salina High School is still out there. It's being used by the Board of Education as as their offices now, and I think that was completed about 1954 or 1955. I think I was an elementary school student. Now, the old gymnasium out there was built for the old Salina High School building, which we tore down, and it was built in 1949. So those buildings have been around quite a long time.
And again, another great place, if you walk the halls out there, all of the old graduating class photos line the walls.
And I think they did a booklet of those. I'm not sure if it's still in print or not.
I'm not sure. I've never heard of that.
The girls out there they put together a booklet of all of those senior class group pictures.
Those photos are amazing.
Mr. Seaton Lebanon did those years and years ago.
They're awesome.
Okay, of course, the Cordell Hull Law Office.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we're all familiar with Cordell Hull, Nobel Peace Prize winner. And, little things like he went to school at Montvale Academy, which is on this list here in a second. And he was served his first case he ever tried was here in this building.
Mm-hmm.
And he also sat behind the up there and swung the gavel, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He was our circuit judge. He was district attorney. And another little tidbit that we finally tracked it down and proved it to be true, that he was considering a run for the presidency of the United States when Franklin D. Roosevelt decided he would run for an unusual term.
Wow.
The third term. And he was going to make that announcement on the square in Salina, Tennessee, in front of the courthouse, which is a great tidbit of history. And, of course, we had here, left here and moved down the river like so many people. Went on down to Carthage, and then, of course, Carthage on down to Nashville, and then he went upstream to Washington. And, of course, was instrumental in the United Nations being formed. He's, of course, known as the Father of the United Nations, and that is the major reason why he was selected to receive the Nobel Peace Prize. Of course, now this area, Maple Grove School, it's now a community center, I believe, and that, of course, the town of Willow Grove was inundated with water. How do you like that word?
Inundated. I like that.
And, of course, they had a high school there, and that's gone. And we've got a number of people here now who are trying to do some research on finding more information about Willow Grove High School, because we're having trouble finding class rolls and things for the high school. The elementary school, those records survive, but the high school records we haven't been able to track down yet. Montvale Academy, of course, that is now the home of the Upton Hay Funeral Home. And that building originally sat down around where the Oshkosh building is. And they used rolling logs and one mule with a windlass.
Rolled it uphill?
Rolled it up the hill.
Wow.
It's now the funeral home down there. And, of course, Cordell Hull was one of the graduates of that. And also another fairly important fellow here in Tennessee, Governor Benton McMillan. Of course, we're all familiar with, if we drive up toward the ferry, McMillan's Landing.
Right.
Well, he was born in Kentucky and later, graduated from Montvale and became governor of the state of Tennessee. And that building, of course, is still here, and you can go take a tour of it. Just don't go down there to give them your business.
That's right.
And we have here the Hermitage Springs Bank Vault is on this, the original building was built, the only thing left standing down there is the bank vault.
Wow.
And let's see where it is now. It was used as a grocery store, beauty shop, and other businesses. So that bank vault is the little concrete building down there on the left going through Hermitage Springs. And you just see it and say, what in the world is that? Well, that is...
Now I know, because I truly have wondered that.
Okay. And we have the Hugh Roberts historical marker that's up here. And I think at one time we had the Hugh Roberts cabin, which was, I think, maybe the first building constructed in what is now Clay County, which was Overton County at that time. And I think the remnants of that may be somewhere over in Overton County, maybe in at the park, some of it is, maybe. Also on that list, the McLaughlin home, which is down on the Harcott Way, and is still there. I'm not sure if it's occupied now. The Rock Springs Church of Christ out on Pea Ridge. And there was... of course, the Rock Springs there, and the folks like to meet there and have family gatherings, mm-hmm. picnics, mm-hmm. been years and years ago, but and it was organized as a church in 1805, and it's believed to be the oldest continually existing Church of Christ in America.
Wow, there. That's cool.
And if you would like to take a look at this website, like I said once again, it's the CumberlandHistoricByway.com.
And we need to talk to Kevin about maybe linking that.
We got it linked.
Okay, great.
Got it linked, and I think I've shared it with about everyone I can. And if anyone else, if I shared it with you, share it with other folks.
And I'll do that also on Shop Historic Downtown Salina Facebook page.
Okay, now I have filled in. Now you've got.
Let's take a break.
We'll let you. I'm about to run out of breath anyway.
Yeah.
That's the most I've talked in a long time. We'll be back just in a minute.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. This is a notice from Tri-County Electric Corporation. Weather permitting, power will be interrupted to all areas served from the Salina substation beginning at 11 p.m. on Saturday, November the 18th. Power is expected to be restored to all areas by 1 a.m. on Sunday, November the 19th. The Salina substation covers all of Clay County, located east of the Cumberland River. Areas affected include the town of Salina, Burkesville Highway, Pea Ridge, Livingston Highway, and Gainesboro Highway. The outage has been scheduled in preparation for upgrades at the substation. This will begin at 11 p.m. on Saturday, November the 18th, and expected to be restored by 1 a.m. on Sunday morning, November the 19th. Please accept our apology for any inconvenience caused by this interruption of power. This is from the Tri-County Electric Member Corporation in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back, everyone. We had a senior moment, namely I did.
Thank you, Tom.
Birthdays and anniversaries. We need to read those off, make sure they get their due.
That's correct.
On this day, celebrating a very special day in the lives of each of these folks. And beginning today, we have Sarah Reagan. Her mother-in-law called in to wish her a happy birthday. That's from the Reagan family. And also out on Pea Ridge, Mr. Edward Sherrill. And also on the 13th, he celebrated a birthday. And then Carolyn Cunningham, her husband called in to wish her a happy birthday. And looking on down through the line, we have Camden Hickman celebrating his first birthday.
Aww.
On the 16th. And then his family called in to wish him a happy birthday. I'm sure he probably can't eat that cake.
But his family would enjoy it for him.
I bet he could mess it up, though.
He could.
And Miss Olita Rich, 79th birthday. And this was called in by Barbara Hale and Dolores Likings. We'd like to wish her a very, very happy 79th birthday. And Linda Wilkerson celebrated a birthday on the 12th. And let's see, I'm going to wish Miss Barbara Driscoll a happy birthday. She lives over on the edge of Kentucky, but I go to church with her, so
okay.
We'll wish her a happy birthday. And also today, Kate McLaren celebrated a birthday. So we'd like to wish all those folks a happy birthday, and here in a few minutes we'll draw out and give a birthday cake away. And the procedure is we'll send a little certificate over to the Clay County Chamber.
Mm-hmm.
And they will have it there for you, and come by, you or a family member, come by and pick it up. And also, we want to remember, I think this may be the first caller.
Yes, first.
That calls the Chamber Building at 243-3338. They're giving away two highly, highly sought-after tickets to the football game, the Vandy UT game. So give them a call if you'd like to have these tickets. So that we've got that little bit of housekeeping taken care of. Now, Kathy?
Yes, sir.
We've got a few minutes here. Anything we want to talk about for a few minutes while we sit here and enjoy the warmth of the fireplace? Anything planned for the next year?
We're going to continue, of course, you know, we continue to work the merchants together. We've got a lot of things that are going on here in Salina. I think a lot of you folks realize that our city is currently working with the Army Corps of Engineers to hopefully secure Donelson Park as our official city park. And that's a big deal.
Oh, it
absolutely is. That is a huge deal for us.
That process has started.
Yes, it has.
A lot of folks didn't realize, and they didn't really think about it, but the Donelson Park is not under the control of the Dale Hollow folks.
Right.
It's actually Cordell Hall Lake.
Yes.
And so just a different office we had to work through, and I guess, you know, become familiar with some different folks than what we had been
yes.
used to working with when we had Corps of Engineers.
But the good news is that the Corps is anxious for us to take control of that, so
yeah.
That's good.
And I think we have a mayor and a city council that is showing quite a bit of interest in getting this deal done, aren't they?
They absolutely are, and it was good for the folks who were kind of holding out and continued to kind of give this a little push. It was an effort that you know, is paying off, I believe.
And I do think that we do have the state archery contest booked again for next year.
We do, and just FYI, they also secured this little group that started out with five people about a year ago, five kids. They're now up to about 60 kids, and these are boys and girls from Clay County and from Monroe County, the Tompkinsville area, and they have also secured the winter indoor tournament that will take place here in January at the Women's Building at the Fairgrounds.
And that's Miss Rhonda Elam.
It is.
And we've got a number of folks here that, like, I think Matt Adams has helped with it here.
That's
in
correct.
Clay County.
That is
and
correct.
And it is a dual county thing, and they do get to compete in both states.
They do.
And I know we actually sent some kids to the U.S. championship,
yes.
Maybe down in Atlanta. And I think we had some folks that actually medaled down there in it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It looked like, and I think the archery may become a state high school sport, maybe, if it's not already. I think that's something.
Well, I think they're working in that direction. And, you know, Thomas, the thing that's awesome about this, and I hope folks realize that, we've got a lot of folks from Monroe County that do come down here and do activities here in Clay County. And we need to be very welcoming and appreciative of that, because that brings business into our county.
No, that's something we have tried to work on for
exactly.
years, a partnership, and I think we keep getting a little bit closer all the time.
Yes.
And, of course, now, if you've ever met Rhonda, you'll know why she can get things done.
Absolutely.
She works hard, and she works just as hard to get things done here in Clay County.
She does.
As she does in Monroe County.
Yes, she does.
She does have a business over there, and anytime we need a vendor over here, she's usually here set up. And it's unbelievable the work that they put in that contest this last year of getting the park ready for the first time.
They worked so hard, and they, again, accomplished things with the Corps that hadn't been done before. So it's, you know, we're making great strides with the Corps, I believe.
Well, sometimes we just, you know, assumed they were going to say no and didn't bother to go ask.
Well, and sometimes it's the way you ask. You know, and another great thing, they're going to allow us in the spring for the first time ever. They've asked us and agreed they're going to provide welcome kits in the three campgrounds. So people are going to come to camp here in Clay County and get the information about what businesses, every business, maps. That's huge to us.
And, of course, with the, you talk about the RV park below the dam.
Right.
And Donaldson Park. Folks, if you like to walk, you won't find a more beautiful circular path anywhere than you can find at those two places.
Absolutely.
I mean, even though you do walk through a semi-commercial RV up at the below the dam, but the one here at Donaldson Park, just a beautiful walk through the woods down by the river. And, of course, if you want to make a big loop, you can actually walk on a little asphalt for a while.
Right.
And they have done a tremendous job of keeping it now manicured, well taken care of.
And one last thing, Roman, Eagle Cam is back up. The Eagles are back in town.
I know. Give me a number between 1 and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I couldn't resist doing that.
I know.
Between 1 and 6. Now, don't say 7.
I did that last time. How about number 3?
Number 3, Carolyn Cunningham.
All right.
Very good. I don't know how much time we've got left, but we're running toward the end of the period today. I know we still got a few more minutes. We've got a couple, 3 minutes left, and you know, we want to remind everyone now of our activities going on here. The Christmas parade is coming up, the open house.
Shop Small Saturday, the Christmas parade, Mistletoe Market.
Christmas at the courthouse.
Yep.
And it's going to be another great Christmas here. And, you know, come by here and spend some money with our merchants here in Solana. And we know that, and we said we got a couple new businesses open.
Mm-hmm.
We've got our businesses here around the square. I mean, I can just turn a circle. I go around by Gone Country, then by Teddy Lou, is that how I think it's?
Yes.
And her spot, and then old Johnny and Joanne over here, and then in the attic around through here, and then we go on around.
We got So Simply, Miss Marilyn. We forgot to mention Marilyn Boone.
Right there,
So
right
Simply,
there.
She's reopened. Yes.
And let's see. Well, we've got a new lawyer in town.
Yes, we do.
William Birdwell.
Mr. Birdwell. Yes.
So we hadn't. Who is a graduate of Solana High School? One of my former students. Glad to have him back. I think he's part time here. We've got Mr. Buford's accounting shop around
here. He's right over there. They're together. Yes, they're together. Y'all, you know what? We've got it pretty much. If you need it, we've got it.
If we have, we'll find it.
We will find it. Just ask any one of us. We'll track it down.
You know, that's one thing about if you go to any of our merchants here and you go in, say you go into Napa, and they come in looking for some kind of hardware, a boat
right,
or something.
Right.
Well, the first thing they will do is recommend that they go. If they don't have it, they'll tell them where our other two hardware stores
are. They do.
And say, you know, if they don't have it, go to this one or whatever, just whichever one. But we've got two hardware stores, and there's a good chance they'll have it. Our merchants do that.
And I can tell you, as a business owner, the people are blown away because they said most places don't do this. They appreciate the fact that we try to work together.
Well, with that, we've worked pretty good together.
We have, Thomas. We have.
We made it through. And we'll try to catch Mr. Eldridge at a later time. I know he had a meeting over in Cookeville, and he was going to try to get back if he possibly could. But we'll catch him at a later time because he always likes to come down and fill us in on what's going on.
Well, I appreciate you having me.
With our great school system, which,
yes,
once again, our high school is on one of the top schools in the state of Tennessee.
It is.
But with that, I guess we better shut the barn door again.
Yep.
Get everything up and out of the way, and we'd like to wish everyone a great, great day and a great rest of all of your days. And
giving.
May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet you again at this time. Until that time, good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.